What can you do time after time after time after time to build and flex that muscle to where when things come into your life, you can adapt to them quicker? That's all what this is about. That's all what this is about. When things come into your life, how can you have that mindset of growth and moving into something and reacting differently? You are listening to the Built for More podcast. My name is Lane Taylor, and I'm obsessed with hearing people's stories and the value those stories can bring into our own lives. I have a passion for business, marketing, and shining a light on all the good that is happening in the world. I'm a husband and a father that left a decade-long corporate career to pursue my own dreams and passions in the world of entrepreneurship because I believe that we are all built for more in this life. Join me on this journey as I bring you guests and stories that will inspire and motivate you to live a life in full abundance. I'm on a mission to learn from the best and share why I know we are all built for more. Now grab a seat, hit the play button, and let's get to work. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Built for More podcast. This is your host, Lane Taylor, and I hope you guys are doing fantastic. And I'm excited to share with you today a quick solo episode all about what I've been doing in the first part of January, now bleeding into February. And what I want to talk about is really just kind of the growth mindset. And this is going to be just really simple things that I've started to implement into my day and in hopes that you can bleed into what you are doing to help you grow, especially in 2024. And I will just say this, and I've done a lot of episodes on time. And we all have the same 24 hours in a day. And I'm a firm believer of how you set up your day, how you go about your day. It begins in the morning, okay? And I know you hear that all the time from different people, but it's true. Success leaves clues. What are you doing in the morning? How are you setting up your day? How are you going about your day? How are you thinking about your day? How are you being proactive instead of reactive? And this is why I just want this to be like 5 minutes of having a growth mindset, having a growth physical mindset, physical body going into and tackling your day. And the reason why I wanted to wait a little bit into February and release this, of course, kind of in the first little week of February, is because of I wanted to practice what I want to talk about. And I've been experiencing this in Q4 and now also in the beginning of Q1. And I just think that there's so much power in owning your morning, owning your day, and then also having that growth mindset going into your day so you can be a better husband, or you can be a better father, you can be more proactive at work. And so that's what I want to talk about today. But before we get into today's episode, and I said it last time on the podcast, excuse me, right now, there's such an energy within our community, and I am so excited. And something that I've been really leaning in on, and I've been working with individuals, and you know, we have the podcast training, we have podcasting made simple. And if you've listened to this and you've done that course and you've launched your podcast, that is absolutely amazing. The community is phenomenal, and that course is going to be there. It's always going to be there. But recently, if you were in a business to business sector and you were wondering, hey, how am I going to get leads in 2024? How am I going to grow my business year over year? Guys, there is something that I'm very excited about. And if you are interested more, and specifically on the LinkedIn side, that's exactly what I want to talk about. Make sure you head over to LinkedIn, shoot me a message on LinkedIn, and we can get connected because lead generation is what I'm very passionate about in the form of content. And that's what I'm helping people do. And so make sure you head over to LinkedIn, shoot me a message or shoot me a connection request, and we can get connected and figuring out a strategy on how you can grow, get more leads in 2024. So with that, let's talk about Let's talk about the growth mindset. Okay. Let's talk about the growth mindset and daily habits for success. And here's what I've been implementing. Okay. Here, this is so simple. Okay. This is so simple. And this is why I want to talk about it. Okay. Try to set and get up at the same time every single morning. That's not that hard. The way you can do that is just say, hey, this is what time I really think that I should get up every single morning. Set the alarm, get up, and do what you have to do, but stay on the same time. What I have found is that even on the weekends, my body is calibrated to get up at that exact same time, and I wake up before my alarm. Guys, there is power in repetition. There is power in repetition. I'm going to say it again. There is power in repetition. And if you can do that, if you can get up at the same time every single day, then I promise you, your body will become more naturally awake and you will get up faster and you will be able to tackle your day quicker. The next part about getting up, this is so simple. Like, this is so simple. And this is why I want to share this. When you get up in the morning, first thing you should do, do not look at your phone. Don't look at your phone and get outside as quick as possible. Whatever you have to do, get outside. Do not look at your cell phone. Do not check your emails. Get outside and look at the sun. Get outside barefoot. Just get outside. Think about what it is you have to do. When you go outside, you breathe. Don't think about what you have to do. Just breathe. Soak it in. Thank God for another day. Thank God for another day. And just take those moments. So set your alarm, same time, get outside, see the sun. And then once you start your day, whether you exercise, whether you do something intentional for yourself, another habit that I strongly encourage and that I've been really excited about and I've been really doing is writing down your dreams and your visions every single morning or day before you start your day. I've got a notebook. It's right here. I'm holding on to it. And if you can go on every single day for the past 6 weeks, I have written the same goals and the same dream and the same vision. And I will tell you, they are starting to come true. Hey, it's biblical. If you listen to the one episode that we talked about, Habakkuk 2:2, it's biblical. It, as Steve Harvey says, it's not in the rich man's Bible. It's in every Bible. If you write it down and you make it so simple, even though it may tarry and you make it plain, it will come true. So write them down. Okay, so right now, man, I'm going on a roll right now. It's because I'm passionate about this, because the tools of the success, they leave clues, guys. And every single thing that I'm telling you right now, I have picked up from a book. I've picked up from someone that I've interviewed. I picked up from something on another podcast. Success leaves clues. So I'm hoping that by me sharing what I'm sharing with you, that then you can pick up on some of this stuff, okay? Set your alarm at the exact same time. Get outside as soon as you can. Go move your body. Write down your dreams, write down your visions. And then when you go and you get in your workday, whether you get in your day with your family, breathe. In every moment of every part, when something comes up, instead of reacting, breathe and assess the situation. Again, these are such simple things. But if you build on those habits of early in the morning, if you build in those habits early in the morning, it makes stress resiliency better when it comes into your life. A really good friend of mine, one of my best friends, we've cold plunged almost every day since, I don't know, the middle of December, almost every day. And cold plunging is the worst, and it's not fun, but it build up your stress resiliency. And something came up the other day, and we were actually in the water, and previously he was telling me that a stressful situation came into his life, and he felt as if, because he had a higher stress resiliency, it didn't affect him as much. So what is it that you can do repetition over repetition? What can you do? Okay. What can you do time after time after time after time to build and flex that muscle to where when things come into your life, you can adapt to them quicker. That's all what this is about. That's all what this is about. When things come into your life, how can you have that mindset of growth and moving into something and reacting differently? I'm very passionate about the mornings. I'm very passionate about owning your day. I'm very passionate about writing your dreams and goals and visions down. And I hope that this has helped someone. Okay. This is what I hope. I hope it's helped someone, because the people in our community right now, in the Built for More community, we are on a path. I am so fired up for the individuals that I talk to on a day-to-day basis of where you're going in your business, in your life, because it is a rocket ship right now. And I projected this, and this is a rocket ship. And I'm so glad that I'm having these conversations and linking arms, and you know who you are. So guys, having that growth mindset and moving into that season, I'm telling you, and if you change these habits in the morning specifically, then you too will have that growth mindset. So thanks so much for listening to another episode of the Built for More podcast. Go out, dominate your day, dominate your week, and I cannot wait to talk to you all very, very soon.